See ya.
What's up, guys? Shelly here. Studio Talks. I'm here in the studio with my homegirl, my soul sister, Layata.
What's up?
Yeah, we're talking about life. We're talking about trials and talking about healing the wounds, right?
And going straight through it instead of going around it.
What does that even mean? What does it mean to go straight through it?
You know, I mean, like I was saying earlier, I mean, a lot of times we tend to put medication, we medicate ourselves with different things that doesn't really take us deeper and down to the heart of the matter. So we dance around the issues rather than just going right through it. And that's where the biggest healing comes out of, is when you go through those situations, whatever it may be, and face it right in the face, you know? I mean, just confronting them things right in front and then moving on to the next thing.
Wow. But that's the only way, like, think about, like I was saying earlier too, I was like, I've watched, because I'm guilty of this, we all are, until we have a greater sense of self-awareness to realize that through facing whatever it is that's holding you back, or traumas that you've experienced, or hard things that you've gone through, like, that you cannot be free. Like, people spend their whole lives trying to run from themselves, when if they just took a minute to sit down and have a little compassion for themselves and get vulnerable and be like, I went through this and it is messing me up. And that starts the healing process.
Right. But then fear is what gets in the way. And fear, the fear is so crippling in people's minds at times too. And I, like you said, I've been through many of them before, but feeling inadequate and feeling not worthy makes us run away from things rather than right through it. And so, you know, it's so easy to kind of do that instead of confronting them face to face.
But then long term, your life gets harder because you're having to keep on suppressing this thing that needs to be addressed. Like, and and I think people a lot of the times think that it's so, that if for example, if I accept that this thing happened in my life that really hurt me, that it's going to make it feel worse. But through accepting that, that's how you actually start the healing process.
Yeah,
and that's where you set yourself free.
And it's just embracing that very thing, you know. That's truly when you have, like, you're looking in the mirror and you're seeing yourself and you want change, but you just don't know how to go about it too. So, you know, I mean, this kind of goes into a whole other thing too. That's why it's so important to really lock arms with people that understand what you're going through, and finding the right help, you know, just, it makes a huge difference when you have someone that's compassionate and understands where you're at and, you know, kind of gives you the directing you and guiding you, whether that be through a relationship with someone here or just in the higher power. You know, and I think a lot of times too, we don't have that, you know, that source. And so it's easy to kind of run away from the situation rather than going through it. It's tough.
Because you don't want to go through anything alone that's that hard. I mean, most people don't really feel like they have the strength if they're doing it on their own. And community is so key. I really, I really think that that's important. But don't you also think too, though, that relationships like that, where you have psychological safety, where you feel like you can be vulnerable and express yourself, have to be, like, built? Like, it takes two people. So it's not just like, where are the people that would love and accept me for me? It's like, are you being that person? Are you having compassion, or are you judging others?
Relationship is so critical in any part of our journey. We can't do it alone, for sure. And even, I don't care how successful anybody has been too, they, if you really dive into their journey, there was one person in their lives that was like the biggest cheerleader that was actually there. And then just the opposite, there was that one person that was the instigator of really just pushing them down, suppressing whatever good things that they had going on. So, you know, I mean, it's so important just to, you know, find the right tribe. I say follow your tribe. Find your tribe and love them mm-hmm. where they're at. And more importantly, love yourself. That's really key factor too. You got to really love yourself enough to know what you're capable of and the power mm-hmm. that's inside of you. Because when you have that in possession of yourself, then mm-hmm. you can truly muster up the courage and the strength to just go through whatever that is that you're trying to overcome. And it's, man, it's a journey.
Oh my gosh.
It's a process.
You're speaking truth today. Wow, you know? You're so amazing.
It's,
dude, so a little backstory. Me and mm-hmm. Leata met how many years ago? Four or five years ago,
yeah.
In network marketing, man. Network marketing is amazing.
What a journey.
Yeah, because it got us into personal growth. Right. And then we started on this like self-discovery journey mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. And
something always brought us back together. Like yeah. for that brief moment in time when I first met you, and then something happened, but I knew that you were always really into the whole beauty industry, and I loved your spirit. Even then, you were really just trying to find yourself through that journey, and man, you overcame a lot of things.
Wow.
Just watching you and where you're at now and the things that you're so empowering to some of the women that I know in my own circle of influence too.
Wow.
And they talk nothing but great things about you. So the fact that you're taking your life experience, and girl, you're young. I'm like, you're young, but you're such an old soul. And I think that's why you and I connect. The things that you've been through in your life, and you're really helping somebody else, realizing their potential and allowing them to see through those things. Like for me, mm-hmm. I mean, oh my gosh. Just sitting here always talking with you and just vibing off of your energy has opened up things from the past for me that I didn't want to acknowledge or even look into. But because of these kind of real talk, you know, these really open dialogue and stuff, we dive deep. And
we
love diving deep with you because
thanks.
Your authentic spirit. I mean, that's really what it's about, you know?
That's everything. And I think that's like my passion and my purpose is the whole reason I wanted to even do this podcast mm-hmm. was because I'm like, I feel like my vision and my purpose is more universal than it is in a linear way. I could tell you that I want to help empower women by just sharing my journey and me mm-hmm. being vulnerable. It's mm-hmm. like when I share things and I'm very open about what I've been through and who I am and
right.
and what we've gone through, not to be like, oh, I've been there through so much, but because I'm like, there are how many people, like you said, are waiting for someone to like mm-hmm. connect with to feel like they're not alone. And like, so I'm like, how can I share this amazing little incubator that mm-hmm, I've been mm-hmm. able to create over the years of doing what I do and working with clients?
Yeah.
Like, and so we created the podcast.
Yeah, no, and that's the beauty of it too, is that, you know, people like yourself who has made such a huge discovery, not only for themselves, but wanting to really reach out. Now you're paying it forward because you know that your own transformation can be somebody else's transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the very thing that they're waiting on. Like you said, someone's just waiting to receive what it is that's actually being put out there. And we need more women, you know, with this kind of power and stuff that understands it, but still serve it in a way that it's going to impact somebody else's life.
Wow.
And,
you
know, that they can receive that and be like, you know what, if she can do it and the story and the things that you had to overcome to get to where you're at now, I could so do that too. And that to me is empowering. And that to me is like really serving your best and giving it back to the, you know, to the bigger picture, to the bigger world.
That's what it's about. So, Aubrey Marcus says, after you find your purpose and after you start to really know who you are, mm-hmm. then it's time to share the medicine.
Yes.
Share your medicine.
Yes, we need healing for sure.
Everybody, we're here for each other.
Yeah.
And this journey is amazing. Thanks so much for being on the podcast today. We love you guys. What's the one last thing, kind of staying on the topic of healing mm-hmm. and you know, opening yourself up to what's blocking you. What advice would you give? What's the number one thing you would tell anybody listening to this podcast that they could do today that would help? That would help them get started.
Just be true to you. Trust the inner voice that's inside of you. Because, you know, whatever pain or discomfort that you're experiencing right now, it's so telling. Like, that's just, the spirit is really just telling you, like, hey, let's go through this. Let's uncover what this is. Because it's wanting, the better voice or the better person that's inside of you is greatness.
Yes.
And that greatness is just ready to come out. And at first you have to conquer that before you can really move forward with anything else. And so, yeah, just to be true to you.
Be true to you.
And listen to your voice. Trust that voice.
Oh, I got the chills right now. Okay, we love you guys. Gosh. You're amazing.
Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon next on Self-Image Beauty Studio Talks.